Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We are always happy to have you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen, that Dr. Truth is on the air. Amen. We always come designed to bring the truth from a grassroots level to all listeners to call in and share the biblical experience so we can all grow thereby. And the subject we'll discuss today, tonight, wherever you might be listening, why your money matters to the devil. Amen. Father, we thank you right now, Lord. We actually look upon this broadcast. Oh, God, stretch your hand of deliverance and bind Satan's hand on every part. Lord, we know you are able to do everything but fail. And, Lord, we ask for help to bring knowledge and understanding in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor. Because you say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And we thank God for you and you and you. As always, you can go to the website, amen, www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, amen, and be a part of this broadcast. And you can click on media, amen, and you can follow us, amen, in the different the different departments as well. And if you'd like to donate, you can go down to the bottom of the page, amen, and click on donations, amen. So we thank God, as always, for you and you, and we're discussing, amen. We also have on live streaming, amen, and as well, amen, on the radio, amen. So we're discussing now in this study, amen, about the outlook and two approaches about money. Money, we want to go through a biblical approach as well as here and there, a background approach to this message. You know, we always, at Doctrine of Truth, to seek different angles, amen, that you can grow thereby and get understanding. And one of the approaches is, amen, we're going to look at, one is about the church itself through the pastor, then the next we're going to work with the area about the congregation. Now, we have been working on this material here for years concerning the church, many of the pastors, those that are pastoring, amen, and ministers as they begin to go to school and work, amen, and different things. The government knows what happened. I got audited many years ago, 82 and 86, amen, and the government knows about ministry. And that's what really shook me up to the point that I didn't really was understanding about it. I knew what really got me to really understand, amen, and seek forth as a pastor and teach others and share with others, amen, that God always had worked with the government, amen, giving them benefits, making ways, in other words, that the man of God can have some kind of breaks, amen. The ministry under the section 107 in the Internal Revenue Code, amen. It says here, I took a page out of this, amen, from my CPA many years ago, back in 1986, and it was saying that the ministry housing allowance was founded in section 107, Internal Revenue Code, probably one of the most valuable and most least understood. The tax break for the ministers. Many pastors do not get full advantage of the importance of tax benefit. Housing allowance is not recently tax benefit. How far back does the housing allowance go? The tax benefit goes back in the presence of 50 years ago. And in one form or another, more years is recently and as old as the income tax law itself. To me, this is the confirmation that government been ordained of God and that God had seen to it that United States tax code contained generous provision for ministries. housing allowance as it exists today was written in Internal Revenue Code of 1954. Before that, parsonage allowance was enacted Section 22 of the Internal Revenue Code in 1939. Even before that, ministers could exclude the value of parsonage under Section 213 of the Internal Revenue Code in 1921. This benefit didn't just come out. It's been around almost as long as there have been income tax laws in the country, since 1913. Incidentally, the congressman who introduced Section 107, which is the present-day housing allowance, said that the reason it was helped ministries fight the godless world system because ministers generally make less than any other people, in addition to extra tax breaks. Who says that the Lord doesn't ordain governments? Amen. And I took this from a pending tax articles here, and some of the articles, amen, it was the Federal Tax Guide in 1986, amen, of the Congress tax code. And also, the other who's qualified for getting a housing allowance is ones that who have been ordained ministers perform the following duties. The ones that perform the following duties perform marriage, baptism, funerals, amen, can also get taxable breaks because priests, amen, and rabbis, these are the ones performing the duties of the church in various churches by an ordained minister with associate pastor, evangelist, missionary, music director, educational director, a school principal, administrator of a religious organization, such as the mission board of the church. These are other possibilities, but these are main ones that applied, been authorized by the church. So you have to be ordained minister, amen, authorized by the church, and you're doing certain things, amen. So that's one part of the government approach about why the devil doesn't want the monies to support the man of God and the house of God. Amen. Many years I presided there. I started off as an evangelist, and it's great that many people start off as evangelists, get schooling. Then when they go out in the field, they look and see the widows are offering, the pastors been abandoned. Many God's people and God's men are still in the pulpit. They should have resigned many years ago, but the church does not support them. Amen. They are under this tutoring of the devil still. Amen. And they stopping their growth and their work in God's house. Amen. God's house have electricity, water, light. That's why Paul made the statement where a man ruled his house, so he rules the church. In your house, you have your light bill, water bill. And during the years of mine being a Zion elder before I became a bishop, amen, some of the churches that I administrated over, the lights was out. And there was one in these small ministries, and the pastor had to work, and sometimes the people don't pay, amen, and the enemy is fighting them not to pay. And the lights go out, and the enemy get the glory. But God got people, amen, men and people that will give because they love God. They love God's house. Amen. So the devil fights. He fights the people. He fights the people. And he brings in and always have this little thing about the dollar bill. And it's a curse. The dollar bill is a curse bill. If you look on the back of the dollar bill, you see the old CNI, the pyramid. Amen. And it's under the Freemasons, amen, that's so many, that's a private group, amen, but it's an organization that set up many years ago for currency. And you find that when you have offerings in the church and everybody come out with a dollar bill, amen, they feel that it keep the pastor humble. Amen. Keep the pastor poor. God will keep him humble. But they don't realize they have fallen in the devil's hand. Now, this is a point of view here that we have taken to give you some background, amen, about money that never been talked about. Amen. All the enemy, all he wants you to do is come and give. If you come and give, God will give back to you. Amen. We want to make some points here. Amen. I hope to help some pastors and elders. Amen. When I got audited, God takes some, amen, he take the worst thing and he flip it. Everything you go through for a purpose and a reason, God can turn it around. Amen. We gave so much money. Amen. When we did our income taxes. Amen. And the enemy came after us. Amen. Through the government. Try to shut down like things we're doing now with radio and spreading the gospel. Amen. We got audited and we find out this information. And it what really inspired me more, amen, to give my tithes and teach on tithes. The tithes is good. Giving to the church is good. Because of the fact I didn't know the government, but I had already, like I said, in this material here, amen, it was written 19 out of this page when during the time of Jimmy Swaggart was going through his problems. Amen, 1987, Commerce Clearinghouse, section 13002. Amen, talking about housing allowance and clergy and the 501c3 charitable organization benefits for the pastor. Amen, and that the government was already there. It was already there supporting ministers and pastors of any denomination because they know the people, it was a struggle. They know the people wouldn't, and that's a big battlefield for the devil. It's a big battlefield, amen, for trying to defeat, amen, the house of God, amen. But we want to show you something, amen, not only that point, but notice here. We always talk about the different Bibles we use. And I made a comment about the dollar bill. There's so much we can talk about in money, but we want to show you some depths of the enemy tactics when he fights you about supporting God. And the enemy want to take your money and tie it up in little tricks and little movements. Amen. And until you get over it, your faith will grow more in God, and you'll trust God more, and you'll find out Jesus is the money. Jesus is the money. Having Jesus, amen, through the Holy Spirit, giving you, amen, insights and little inventions and different things, that he's more than these things. And that's why he went to heaven. In heaven, we got mansions in heaven. Amen. St. John 14. We have mansions in heaven. So he didn't go up there and just build a little house. We got mansions in heaven. So notice this here. Back on the dollar bill, we're talking about we had mentioned something about the pyramid when on top of the all C&I. Amen. That's a cult type group. Amen. And you just hand out a dollar to church every Sunday, anytime they have an offering, then you still subconsciously tied, amen, to this type of group and this type of spirit. Gospel according to St. Luke here, and we're going to open it up, amen, for you, and notice what Jesus said. And notice what Jesus said. St. John, St. Luke 6:38 in the King James. We're using from the King James Bible. You know, right now we're also going to look at the Amplified Bible. St. Luke, give and shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. We want to hold it right there. I know we have some great Bible scholars and great students, amen, of the Bible here, and Dr. Tooth Board, so I want you to know. I want you to underline bold, men. Now, notice what Amplified says, they give And gifts will be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will they pour upon the pouch formed by the bosom of your robe, used as a bag. For with the measure you dealt out, with the measure you will use when you confirm benefit of others, it will be measured back to you. All right? The American Standard almost give us the same. But it said, give and it shall be given unto you. There will pour unto your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For by your standard of measure, it will be meted to you, returned. New International Bible said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and runneth over, will be poured unto your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Now, watch this, what taken from the King James, because this is a point, amen, that God gave me concerning prosperity, amen, and giving. When Job came out of his problems, amen. The Bible said his friends, God told his friends, and his friends gave back to Job. His friends gave unto Job. His friends gave unto Job. All right? We're going to leave it there because we know we got a fire burner here in this subject. Amen. And we're talking about the government a little bit. Amen. What the government say about giving and the churches and also about another point of view, amen, concerning how you are seen in this system and any point where you want to take it that God had given you. And maybe you want to just go into see how you begin to understand, amen, about money in the church and when you really open your eyes about the money in the church and how the enemy was stifling you. Many of us, we can just stop giving to any all these other projects that come up, and with a church home, and you give to your church home, amen. And when we say church home, the government recognizes churches, church home. The church ordained, amen, and sealed, signed missions and send people out mission, and when the monies come in, amen, and the churches report this to their people that they can pay taxes to the government. And so you need a church home, amen, been ordained and sealed by an organization recognized by the government, amen, to take monies and to give out, amen. That's one way, always under the church umbrella, your giving is recognized by God and the government itself. Amen. That's why you're blessing. You're following the ordinance of the land. Amen. And in this area here, if you just slow down and start saving yourself, amen, you'll come out of your problems and your situations financially. Amen. God gonna bless it. All right. It might be too much information. I got too much information we want to give out. But we always try to put out enough out there on the table, and you know, you come through the cafeteria, pick up what you want to eat on, and spiritually fed, amen. But you can go to right now. You can go dial 1-855-236-225-1-347-215-8816. 1-855-236-2252. And 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Push 1 on your phone, and our technician will put you in. Amen. And we can bring you into the studio. Amen. Let's take a little time to share with others, give others a little space as well. Amen. But call a friend as well. Call a friend and tell a friend. It might be someone that you love to hear this and be a part of the program, amen, and talk to them about, not only that, but you might want to go back later on tonight, tomorrow, next week, and pull up this program, amen, and share this information. All right, you can push one on your phone. We're talking about, amen, why the devil wants your money. Why he wants your money. Amen. You know, it's a tool. It's a tool that everyone uses to get and to buy things. And we have to work with it. We have to leave and work out of a house. Paul made an analogy about the way a man, amen, governed his house. Amen. That's that way he governed his church. Amen. That's for leadership. And everyone knows all of us support some type of area of desires in our life when we was in the world. And God wants us to support his work before you, amen, came into Christ. Somebody was supporting the gospel. Amen. While you was little, amen, the parents was paying the water bill and light bill in your house. Amen. And since we're on God's side, you might not think it's a battlefield, but it is a battlefield. And once you overcome that, amen, and you have to go through a lot of false teaching. But thank God Jesus is alive. Thank God. That covers a lot of area. It covers a lot of area. Amen. I remember back when we were waiting here, amen, and for you to push in one, amen. You might have a story like what really got me when I began out ministry. You know, in ministry in the field and tents, and I had a man walk up to me. You know, I was excited in God, still excited, amen. He said, "Don't you know that God don't want you to have any houses, any cars, and the trucks, and you know, a lot of things, you know, until Jesus come back, and you know, we don't supposed to have these things here. You know, as long as I thought everybody come to you and come to me, you know, they wouldn't be lying or telling lies or against God's work." And so I talked it over with one of my aunts, and she was a little prophet. She said, "What in the world that devil told you? Where is it? Who is it?" And it kind of shook me. She called him a devil. I said, "Oh, my God." You know, when you're young in the Lord, you kind of love everybody. You don't have that mind to judge people and put down people and things like that. And she said, "God wanted us to have everything. We can use everything." Like Paul said, we can use everything here. Amen. Everything is for our use while we're here. Amen. So I had to, then I began to study. And before I really was in the ministry, amen, I used to fight churches about paying too much because I wasn't making that much early in the ministry. Evangelists moving around, and people don't support evangelists too much. Amen. They don't understand that type of work in the field, pulling and pushing and getting people into Christ. Amen. Witnessing, that's another great subject. Amen. The church got to send out people. Like they have sales, the government, different businesses have sales, sell out. Amen. We have to have someone out there pulling and pushing. Amen. Commanding and hollering and loving. Let them know about God, love them, and God want them to come in. And I told my wife, we're not going to pay no more tithes. I'm tired of paying money. Amen. Then we're supporting the building fund and all of this. But, you know, it's good to be praying and seeking God all the time. And all of this old doctrine and all of this foolishness you thought was positive because you learned it from others that you really thought they studied and learned the word, and you find out there was an error. Amen. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, "You're not giving it to man, you're giving it to me." And that shook me. You should know the voice of God. And because my, you know, things start going down. Car was breaking down. And you know, and I had to go borrow money. And I was like, "Lord, what's going on?" And he spoke to me about that. You're not giving this to man's work. Amen. You're giving it to my work. Amen. So when you look at that, that what are you doing? And the enemy doesn't want you to have this. The enemy doesn't want you to do anything to really pull out, amen, to support the house of God, God's work, amen. Then you're feeding yourself. You're defeating yourself. You're coming against your ability, amen, to trust in God. Amen. If you can't trust God with your money, amen, why you want to go to golden streets in heaven? Why are you talking about going to heaven? Because heaven got golden streets, transparent gold, amen, mansions, and oh, God, pearls at every door. Amen. That's a beautiful place up there. And people say, oh, heaven is a beautiful place. Oh, no, you don't want to go there. There's too much gold up there, too much treasures up there. Amen. And Satan knew that. That's his problem. Amen. He was kicked out because he was coming down here on earth, gathering up all the precious stones and all of the precious, amen, material. And God said, listen, Lucifer, I saw you. I saw you going back and forth, just trafficking back and forth. Amen. His heart got lifted up. Amen. And that's why he tempted Jesus in the wilderness, told Jesus, all of this in Jerusalem I give you. You just fall down. So this subject about giving and why the enemy don't want you to have, because it'll create a lot of power. It'll create a lot of power in your life with God. It creates a lot of power in your life. All right, you can press 1. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone. We'll put you in the studio. Amen. We see we have a studio full, and amen, we would like to get everyone in before the time run out. Amen. We usually get the cranking up, and people start stop talking. But we have now, I have a caller, area code 850-5631, the last 4 digits. Amen. God bless you. You're in the studio, 850. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you. Good to have you. Go right ahead. Hello? 850-5631. I think we lost
them. This is Mother Dawes. Just want to sit and listen in, Bishop Poole.
Okay. All right, then. Oh, I thought you maybe had a comment on the subject. You know, when you push 1 on the phone, maybe good to have you. You might have a comment on the subject. Why you think the devil wants all the saints' money? That's one of the things we're talking about.
He want to keep us in poverty. He don't want us to get all that God has for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, God bless you. Okay, go ahead.
God bless you. I said thank you for
your time. Okay. All right, God bless you. Good to have you. First-time caller. Amen. That's what we usually say. If anyone have any comments, amen, they can push 1 on the phone, and you can stay there, and after you finish your comments, we're technician will put you back in, amen. But
okay.
We're all right then. All right, the one comment was made, that's a while ago. You can see that the enemy want to keep us in poverty. He want to keep us in poverty, amen. And we see here, amen, on the Ecclesiastes 7 chapter. Oh, okay, 954. And 4169, God bless you, you're on the air. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Poole. How are you tonight?
Okay, good to have you.
Thank you. You know, one of the reasons why the enemy wants to take all the saints' money is this, that, number one, that God had said that it was above all that you prosper in good health for us, so prosper. And the enemy knew that if the truth says to have the finance and the wealth of the world, that number one, that the kingdom of God would be well advanced and well, financed to go forth and do what God has called us to do. And you know that when the true child of God, I'm not talking about the one who do as the world do, but do as the will of God concerning finances, that the things will be taken care of. We wouldn't even need a welfare system because, you know, the Lord, you know, through his teaching, through his leading, guiding the Holy Spirit, that, you know, mm-hmm. that we would take care of the things that God desires to take care of, the widows, the orphans, so forth and so on. But, you know, in Deuteronomy, you know, and God tells us to keep all his commandments, and he said, I'll make it ahead, and, you know, he said, when you go out and go in, I'll bless you, and, you know, I'll make it ahead and not to tell above only, not beneath. The enemy knew that this is the will of God. God said, I even delight in the prosperity of my children. So this is the will of God because God wants his kingdom to be financed. He doesn't want lack. He doesn't want hindrance. He wants his work to go forth because God come. Jesus came that we will have life, so we have a harvest of people. And God wants us to evangelize the soul. When you don't have the proper tools, when you don't have the finances to go forth a lot of time to do ministry, you're stagnated. And guess what? Those souls are waiting for your light, waiting for your witness. And so, therefore, if the devil can just rip all our finances, what's going to happen to the evangelistic part of what we're supposed to do, the mission part? It what happened, it gets stagnated. In most cases, it won't get done. And so the enemy just want to shut that down because he don't want us to really to go out and win souls. He don't want us to minister to people. He don't want us to see about the sick. He don't want us to, we're lights in the world, so we don't carry poverty. We don't carry lack because when you're born again of his spirit, none of that is in Christ. And the Bible says, greater is he in us than we in the world. So the devil knows that if he goes through those finances, now, but see, he's stupid because, you know, God is not going to let him take everything that we need and going to always equip us to do what we need to do because of the anointing in our lives. But I'm just saying, for the most part, we as children of God, we do suffer financially. Our church suffers financially due to the fact that the devourer is devouring the saints. So the ones who would truly bring their tithes and offerings to the storehouse, the one who would do the work of God, they've been attacked more than any. So, you know, this is the enemy's strategy, but, you know, he's stupid, and, you know, it just doesn't work. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Good to hear from you. Amen. We thank God for that great insight. Amen. Like I said, this is one of the pit subject of mine. I had to learn it from evangelistic department, going out evangelizing and working, amen, and it does suffer. The churches does suffer. It doesn't matter how large of a congregation you have. Only 10%, the last survey I read, amen, really, 10 to 15% really support the church itself. All right, we thank God for it. We want to get going because here, amen, and the next 5 minutes we want to turn and talk about how God really gave me some insight on how God will really prosper to his people. Amen. And really how he really prosper to his people. You can push one on your phone. Amen. We push one on your phone. We'd like to hear. Amen. Insight on what God has shown you and what God has blessed you with. Maybe might be another angle we're missing here because we always like to come upon these subjects at the grassroots level, amen, and whereby, amen, we know it's the word of God, and you begin to maybe get wisdom, but you don't have no understanding. Many people fight tides. All right, area code 305-4271. God bless you. You're in the studio. God bless you.
Bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Doctor. How you feeling?
All right. We having a little fire weather on this end, huh?
Yes, sir.
Making certain I was connected.
Yes, sir.
You know. I think sometime I have to put myself out there, and that's what the Lord been saying to me. When he shows us something, he wants us to look into it and develop, you know, from what he's showing us. Now, you know, oftentimes the devil gets a hand on spending in the church, or rather receiving in the church, because the people are not taught to give. You see,
okay.
God, we look at it. We look at it as we are blindfolded sometimes, because God is he taught the church, you know, through love how to give. That's
mm-hmm.
Thessalonians. He taught the church through love how to give, and then he also taught the whole body to give and his part in it by forgiving. He said, you must forgive. And see, that's the message that Jesus brought. To the disciple, he says, if you are violated 7 times 70, you still got to forgive. And he taught giving through that by saying, if you don't forgive, he won't forgive you. In other words, if you forgive, God forgives you. It's automatic. See what I'm saying? It's like daily food. And that's what I mean by the people are not taught to give, because your soul don't prosper, you see. You might get a good flow on money, but if the soul don't prosper, nobody's gonna give cheerfully. You understand what I'm saying? So the Spirit of God, my God, have mercy. You gotta show up for prayer and learn how to listen through the Spirit, through others praying. You got to show up for prayer, even in troubled times, and watch God prosper your soul. You see, and that's where the money follows. You see, because even if there's little that comes in, God gonna supply the need of His church. He gonna supply. And if there ain't nothing but a nickel, he knows how to blow on it and get the job done. But see, really, he does that to build your faith. See what I'm saying? So that you can call some of these things into focus. So that's what I'm looking at. We have to grow up and grow in the knowledge of the Lord. You see what I'm saying? Instead of always just you gotta stretch your faith. Listen. Before you even move, God knows what the deal is, and your faith is out there. It pleases Him when you can't get yourself together. So I just come to know, Bishop, if you do what the Lord said, and the greatest thing for the church today is to listen to the preacher and get the commandments, get what God, the Spirit, is dealing in this hour. That's what I want to say.
All right. God bless you. Area code 910-6600. Area code 910-6600. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless
you, be on tonight. It's pretty good, pretty good. Can't complain. I just wanted to piggyback a little bit on what the elder was saying there a few minutes ago. God does intend for us to prosper. He intends for us to walk in a prosperous way. He doesn't intend for us to walk around struggling. And this kind of ties in back a little bit to the message I was speaking to the church on Sunday. I began to share a little bit on how I just wanted to share this a little bit tonight also. The more and more you continue to walk according to the principles, and you continue to walk according to the right morals and standards that we have learned in the Bible, the less and less you'll find yourself in tough situations, and you'll need to continue always. You find yourself sometimes some people always have to pray for financial miracles and pray for these things to come in place, and they need something to come right away. But I learned a long time ago, when you start obeying the commandments. When you do the commandments as far as tithing and being faithful in your giving, those things will come to you daily. Those like David says, he says, blessed be God who daily loads me with benefits. And those things will come to you naturally. Every day you wake up, you're walking to open doors. You're walking to blessings. So the more and more you live by the principles that's taught in the Bible, and the more and more you live by the principles and you live the right way, those things will automatically come to you. And you won't have to be always praying for miracles that, you know, just come into your life. And you got to have this financial miracle because you're struggling in a certain area. But the more and more you walk according to what's right and do what's right by giving, because Satan always present a picture and say, you don't need to be paying your tithes. That church ain't doing what they're supposed to. Or you don't need to be doing this. They ain't doing what they're supposed to. Those are the things that hurt you and get you off track. And really, that's your blessing when you begin to sacrifice and you begin to make sure you're consistent and faithful in your giving, and you do it from a right motive and not just thinking that I'm going to do it, out of necessity, or I'm going to do it grudgingly. But when you do it with the right motives and you have the right heart, God will give you your heart's desire, and everything you've been praying about, He will open those doors, and you'll walk into things that you never thought you had just by obeying the principles and just by living the right way and giving in the right heart. God will definitely do it. I'm a living witness. If you just do that, I just wanted to share that with the listeners on tonight. Just live according to the basic principles of giving, and God will continue to open doors.
All right, very good, very good. Amen. I'm doing all I can to sit in my seat tonight because this revelation, all of you are talking about it. Amen. And what it was, I'm going to give it to you real quickly because we want to hear some more testimonies, that St. Luke 6, read from the King James, he said that men will give unto your bosom. I was looking at Job when I got that revelation. Amen. The last chapter in Job, amen, in the 8th verse, therefore, the Lord was talking to Job's friends, therefore take unto you now 7 bullocks and 7 rams, and go to my servant Job, and offer up to yourself burnt offerings, and my servant Job shall pray for you. For him will I accept, lest I deal after the folly. And he goes down in the 10th verse, he said, and the Lord returned the captivity of Job. When Job prayed for his friends, also the Lord gave Job twice much as he had. Now, men, God worked through men. That's why I'm on this station. I'm on this program now. Amen. But I don't want to hold up everything. I'd like to hear from you. Amen. And just like the callers, all of you have been hitting on it here and there. Amen. You start walking in the principles and forgiving. Amen. And loving. And walking upright, your heart desire, amen. This one, I think I might have another caller here coming in, 754-1267, I believe it's in the studio, amen.
Good evening, Bishop and audience.
Yes, God bless you.
It is
good to hear from
you. Hi, it is such a blessing because today that was our Bible study, Luke 6, and we were talking about reaping and sowing and how, you know, a lot of times we just take things out of context and people don't realize that when you give to the kingdom of God, it's not your business what happens with the money after you give it, because when God gives us the unction to give, we have to give it with a cheerful heart. And we have to want to build up kingdom. And a lot of times, unfortunately, the saints miss the message because they don't realize that. Don't be focused on what you see with your physical eye. We have to look with our spiritual eye, and we have to trust God and know that God has our best interests at heart. And I'm just so grateful that on this platform, you always come back to reiterate what we've had in Bible study. And
that's the Holy Ghost, not me. Amen.
Yes,
sir. All right. Okay, very good. I think we're moving on. Hello? Okay, I think we're going on that. People gave unto Job, God, even as broadcast. Job friends, and Job enemies. God told him to go to Job, and are we still on the air? Our technician. Amen. I think we lost him. Amen. Even Job's friends had to go back. God sent them back. Now, this was before the church, before the Holy Spirit was dealing with men. He was dealing with his leaders. The Holy Spirit had always been there. And God spoke to them, the men, and said, now you go back. Amen. You've been criticizing from them. And take an offering. And many times, I know when I was in the Caribbean, and the Lord spoke to me, amen, and about Leviticus, about tell the people bring an offering to the church, amen, that when you have done sin, you have got ought against somebody, amen, bring a love offering, bring an offering. Sometimes we think offering is just, I put in $10, God give me $100. No. Amen. Giving is a form of offerings. But since we in Christ Jesus, we don't give animals and burn offerings anymore. Amen. But we still bring our, because it represents you. Your finance represents you. When that money hit the table, and every pastor and minister have gone through this, sometimes people come back and say, I want my tithes. I done left the church. I want all my tithe money. Amen. I went to a CPA, a saved CPA. Amen. He said, no. Once that money hit the offering plate and the church pray over it, amen, that's the church money. That's legally, that's the church money. Amen. And the devil try all kind of ways, amen, to cripple that. But God would touch men's heart, amen, that have things, the unjust will give unto the just. Amen. This broadcast, a man spoke to me many years, a friend of mine, maybe 2 or 3 years back. He said, listen, you want to expand your ministry? I was praying to God, what can I do to spread the gospel? He said, here, take this right here. Take this program, take this platform, take Blog Talk. Show me how to do it. Amen. And that opened up a whole new door. I'm still here. He showed me how to work it. Amen. And I'm still here. Amen. And God will work things with your heart desire. And he rebuked the devil. All right, I don't want to get too started, but God, your circle of people around you, amen, they're not godly, they're not supporting the gospel, amen, they don't have a church home, amen, be careful. They are not walking in the principles and guidelines, amen, that was spoken by earlier. All of you have touched on it. I thank God for all of you. I think we can take about 5 more minutes, then we're going to go on to pray after that. Anyone holding a testimony or comment, amen. We're always running out of time. I don't know if I have to spend my time, extend more time on this broadcast or not. But anyway, you can push 1 on your phone. You got a comment, a dream, or anything. All right, 305-4271. Doctor, you're back on air.
Bishop, I remember in past times how the people used to work in fields in North Florida, in the farming areas. And they had such a love for the Lord. Now mm-hmm. they was getting cheated on the wages. But you can mm-hmm. tell that there was a love for God in their hearts. And they offered, you understand, some of them did sacrificial giving. And what I remember about this is that it was a necessity that the pastor, the presiding elder of that service, would pray mm-hmm. over that offering. I don't know, do you remember, they used to take it and lift it up, and my God, and the Spirit of God seemed like it was just so needed. You see what I'm saying? It's an appreciation that God did all this for us, even through the troubled times. So I wanted to say that because we have to, I certainly, I'm getting there. Every morning I say, oh, my God, you just good to me, you know. And I wanted to know that I'm really realizing, you see, that I'm realizing, I'm seeing that regardless of my intake or my income, it's the Lord that's doing it. And
yes,
he often, he said, if you mind, you see, I'm going to see about you. So that's where I get that from, that he's teaching us. When you forgive, you got to give. I mean, you got to give. It's your soul got to come up. Your heart got to be pricked. You see, when folk do stuff to you and do teary eyes, you say, well, I forgive you. See what I'm saying? And God responds to that. And he said, now you give, and it shall be given unto you. In other words, you get the command that if you do it, and notice he didn't say money. You see, the servant of God, he's saying, you mine. You see what I'm saying? You have to do. Jesus said, you my friend if you do what I tell you to do. You see? So I just want to reiterate that, because it's very much needed that people might not have, but the widows might. But give, you understand? Give as the Lord prosper you. Don't play a game. He dropped some big heavy dollars on you, and then you gonna break him off a little piece of how the kid break the cookie off and share it. No, God wants you to be cheerful, have love in your heart. You see, be fruitful, amen. And if you do it, if you live holy, God join himself to your life. That's what I want to say.
Amen. First, 3 John 1, Paul speaks, says, beloved, above all things, that thou may prosper and be in health, as thy soul prosper. Amen. My mind fell back, amen, very quickly. A young man, he won 2 lawsuits in the church. Amen. He gave tithes, and his family did run him out of the church. What you giving the church that much money for? The tithes on the 5-figure. My mother went through that many years ago. 5-figure. You've never had only that kind of money. You'd be sitting there sweating, and you examine yourself, you know. But God gave it to me. God gave it to me. I'm going to give him that 10. Amen. All right, 754-1267. God bless
Good
you.
Good evening.
You're in the studio.
Thank you,
go right ahead.
God bless you. I'm so grateful for this platform again. And we're just sitting here, my husband Pete and I, just sitting here just like laughing because the previous speaker hit on the scriptures that we had in Bible study. And it's so great. I'm so grateful because today Pastor Prince on TV, he said that we got to realize that when in the Gospels, when it talks of the bosom, that's the love of God, that we have to know that he loves us beyond anything that we can even ever imagine. And I'm so grateful for that love. And I'm so grateful for the people that take time in their lives to bring the focus back to God, because we've got to bring our country and our lives back to God, starting with our own homes, I believe. And I'm grateful. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We're getting ready now to go into prayer for those that are really scuffling and those that are really striving. Amen. You got to give God. It's all at one. Okay, we have 954-4169. You in the studio. Amen. 954-4169. Amen. I don't think she's there. Amen. We're so grateful. Amen. And 954-4169. 4169. Amen. All right. God will help you like he did with Hezekiah. I mean, Uzziah, he helped Uzziah. Amen. He made, sometimes God will make you, and you can be blessed. Amen. God gave me a revelation by gold in 1978 and 79, but I didn't have much understanding. I didn't have the circle of people around me about how to invest. And gold went to $1,000 an ounce. Amen. That's why you have to have, you get wisdom, but all I get and get understanding and get people around you. God will not withhold good things from his people, but the enemy will want to come through and steal. He'll come through and steal. Amen. He'll lure you away a little bit or whatever, and you can miss it. You can miss it, but thank God. God can take things and everything work together for good for those that love the Lord. All right, we need three good short prayers real quickly for the saints of God. We have one of the brothers, the ministers overseas in London. Amen. He's over there taking a class and doing a work. Amen. From the Lord, we'll hear from him when he get back. Brother out of California, the college sent him over there. Go right ahead.
Go
right ahead. 954-850-5631. You're in the studio. God bless you for a prayer.
Yes.
Go right. Give us a short prayer. God bless you.
Father God, in the
Hello?
Name of Jesus, we come to you once again. Lord, we're thanking you for all that we have heard, God. We thanking you, God, for your mercy and your grace, God, that you provide for us this day, God. Lord, we give you praise and we give you honor, Father God. Lord, we ask you to bless the woman, the man of God, Father God. Continue to allow them to do your work, God. Continue to shower your love upon us, Father God. Father God, for all that we get an understanding in you, Father God. So, Lord, we asking you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, continue to touch us, Father God. Continue to strengthen us and build us up, Father God, where we might be weak at, Father God. Father God, we asking you right now, Father God, anyone that in need of, Father God. Father God, continue, Father God, to pour out your blessing upon them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we bless your name, God. We give you glory, God, today, God. We give you honor, God. We glorify you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
All right. God bless you. I'm going to take one more prayer. One more quick prayer. Amen. We're coming down now in the studio. Amen. We can take one more prayer. Amen. Area code 305-4271. God bless you in the studio. Doctor, you in the studio.
The Lord says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. And yeah, my yoke is easy, my burdens are light. And I emphasize, and he said, there you'll find rest for your soul. So we pray that tonight for all. We are grateful for the ability to listen to different ones. We thank you for the father, but the brother in North Carolina to hear him again. We thank you for Bishop and his, all his family and his workers. We thank you, Jesus, for your goodness and your kindness. We hold up to you today, giving, you know, God, that we would prosper and be in health as our soul prospers. We bless you, Lord, for your favor and your kindness and mercy in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you. Good to have all of you. Amen. I guess we're going to have to end up extending our time after a while, but right now, remember Matthew 7:7. Lord gave me that many years ago. Seeking you'll find. God's people are always dynamic researchers, regardless of what you're going into. And men will help you out, other men. God will use men and women to help you out in your program. Don't sit back and let the enemy beat you up in any problems. Father, we thank you again. Amen. You can hear this program again at www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, and click on media. God bless you. We love you. Pray for somebody.